swagger, okay? Regardless of what happens out there, doesn't matter. Keep your swagger.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Five Hole Fantasy Hockey Podcast. I'm your host for tonight, Mike Rogerson. Most of you know me as Rog. You can follow us on Twitter at FHF Hockey, and you should also follow our FHFH bot on Twitter. Follow us on YouTube at Five Hole Fantasy Hockey for some of our live streams, and you can follow us on Discord at FHFH to talk hockey 24/7 with folks from all over the world. All the different time zones, people are literally in there talking hockey 24/7. And if you want to become friends with benefits and help the show out a little bit extra, you can become a patron at patreon.com/FHFHradio. We use that to give you a few private extra benefits for our patrons, but also help us cover all the expenses for the show. Anything over and above our expenses goes to our favorite charity. So we don't just pocket it for this booze. We pay for this booze ourselves. It's just me again tonight. Zach and TJ both day-to-day. Speaking of injuries, let's hop right into that. Gabriel Vilardi on LA has been out with the vid for a while, but he's been sent down to the minors, basically just to get him off the roster at this point. Lars Eller still out with COVID-19. Braden Holtby still out with a lower body injury. New one, Jonathan Marchessault has been moved on to the COVID list. Jake Allen still out with a concussion. Braden Schenn still out with an upper body injury. JT Compher out with an upper body injury. Josh Bailey, COVID-19. William Karlsson still out with a foot. He and his foot are both out. Craig Smith is out with an undisclosed injury. Paul Stastny and his foot are out. Drake Batherson has been added to COVID-19. And in case you didn't hear, Ottawa, the whole team is out with the COVID-19 at this point. The NHL had a little pity on the team, rightfully so, gave them the week off. So they will be missing 3 games as a team, at least. That is going to, in turn, affect more than just Ottawa. So if you have any guys who you had queued up to play against Ottawa this week, make sure you sub them out as well, because those games are all postponed until a later date. Tyler Johnson is out non-injury related. Eric Cernak is out with an upper body injury. The list goes on. Ryan Pulock is now out with a lower body injury. Alec Martinez and his face are out. More troubles for Vegas. Bowen Byram out with a concussion. And our favorite breakfast player, Brandon Hagel, is out with a shoulder injury. Troy Stetcher, Curtis Lazar. Those are the main ones. We call it a Tuesday Trends. You can call it hot or not. You can call it who's streaking. Call it what you will. We call it a Tuesday Trends, even though it's coming out on a Wednesday. Let's start with some hot teams. Always good to hitch your wagon to a hot team. Looking at the last 10 games here, Toronto is 9-1-0. Finally starting to put it together over there. See how long that lasts. Carolina's 8-2-0. Vegas, even after listing off all those injuries, Vegas is 8-2-0 in their last 10. So no real big surprises. I mean, those 3 teams we all thought would be good, and they are. One team nobody expected to be this good is Anaheim, who's 7-1-2 over the last 10. As is Winnipeg, not very surprising. Tampa Bay, 6-1-2. But then you got another California team, 7-2-1 is L.A., I think to me, that's the biggest surprise of all these. Nashville 7-2-1 as well. So all those teams seem to be on a roll. If you can find yourself players on hot teams, that's always a deal breaker. If somebody's on the fence, you might as well go with the team that's on the roll. In terms of negative trends for teams, there's a few teams that have 2 wins or less in their last 10. That would be Montreal. I don't think we expected that before the season for them to be this bad, but they are, and they still are. Pittsburgh, 2 wins in the last 10. That one, essentially, since they've been getting players back, Crosby back, they've been struggling a bit. They were showing a lot of resilience while they were missing a lot of guys, but now that they've got Carter back, they've got Gensel playing, they've got Crosby back, it's not helping. As Crosby was quoted earlier in the day saying they need some urgency. You know, classic captain quote, which is kind of what Crosby gives usually. I think Pittsburgh will turn it around at some point, though. It's Pittsburgh. They're going to be just fine. Ottawa, as I mentioned earlier, they're missing half their team to COVID. They're shut down at this point, at least for the week. But yeah, they've been struggling. No real fault of their own. They're not a good team, and they're missing half the team. So that's understandable. Arizona, no surprise there. I think they'll be on the cold list for... We can just pen them in for this season as just cold. All year cold. It's cold in the desert. And I think this is the real reason Zach and TJ are away, is because they knew I was just going to spend the whole episode crying and bitching about Vancouver, who has 2 wins or less in the last 10 as well. Well documented. Type in Canucks into Twitter and see what you get. It's going to be a whole lot of negativity. And if I can vent, hey, I'm all alone. I can vent. Don't blame Demko. Demko has been trying his best. He's been doing exceptionally well. Quinn Hughes has been doing well. He's tied for leading the NHL in assists for defensemen. Second overall in defensive scoring. He's doing his job. JT Miller, killing it. He's got a terrible attitude and a grumpy face, but man, and especially in a categories like the dude is on fire. Nothing seems to affect him. But the problem is we start talking about Elias Pettersson. He is just still continuing to stink the joint up. They look like they had it together for a couple games there, and it's just the team is defeated. Team's defeated. Raj is defeated. Enough about the Canucks. That rounds out the teams. Let's take a jump into some of the hot players in the league at the moment. One guy who I wanted to start off with tonight, who unfortunately it can't be picked up right now, was Jonathan Marchessault, actually. He had somewhat of a cold start, but over the last 6 games, he's got 6 goals, 2 assists, so 8 points in the last 6 games. Shooting up a storm like he does, hitting 2 to 3 times a game like he's been known to. As soon as he found his game, he also found the COVID. So he's going to be out for a little bit. Man, the hockey gods are really testing Vegas. So unfortunately, you can't do much about that Marchessault situation. But if you do have him, definitely I wouldn't be dropping him because he is starting to find his game. And Vegas, man, come New Year's, Vegas is going to be just crushing the West, at least. My money is on Vegas to win the Cup at this point. Once you get Willie Kay back, once you get Stones back, once you get Patches back, once you get Jack Eichel on the team. So yeah, unfortunately, we can't do much about Marchessault at the moment. Like I said, if you got him, keep him. Another guy that I'm really into, he's been a favorite of TJ's for a long time. Finally starting to find his game in a big way. Jordan Kyrou, triple eligibility in Yahoo. I mean, he's up to 69% rostered, so he might be around in your league. He has been scoring up a storm. He's got 5 goals in the last 5 games, 7 points, 4 shots a game basically over that period. He is not a hitter, not a blocker. So he is definitely a play for points leagues in particular, but he is getting power play time, and he does have 4 power play points in the last 5 games, which with the amount of shots he's taking, breaking up with goals and assists and power play points, it does make Kyrou good even in a categories league. Like I said, he's not going to get you the banger peripherals, but he's making up for it in power play points and shots on goal. That triple eligibility is nice. And he seems to be doing this. I mean, the Blues themselves have lost 4 in a row. He's doing just fine. So go ahead and take a look for Jordan Kyrou if you've got him available. Just go check. Another hot guy as of late. Another guy, TJ's been up on 3 goals in his last 3 games, 5 points in his last 4, 3 shots every single game, few hits every game, is Poopy Roopy Hintz. Center left wing eligibility, Dallas Stars. He's up to 74% rostered, so another one. Going to be tough to pick up, but if you can find him, I would say he is worth picking up. Interestingly enough, too, his time on ice has gone down in the last five games. And whether that's been, you know, something to kick him in the butt, get him to get his shit in order and start playing properly. I don't know if that's what it is, but or if it's just totally unrelated. But yeah, with less playing time, he seems to be doing better. And he's playing every game now, which is fantastic. A couple more guys on the Blues, actually. One guy that we thought would be hot potentially this year, Pavel Buchnevich. He himself, six games in the last five. It's amazing. He's played six games in the last five games. He's got 6 points in the last five. He's got 3 goals in his last six, shooting 4 or 5 times a game, playing on the power play. He does get himself a couple of hits a game, usually. He is down to 54% rostered, and he is legitimately a good player. It was questionable how he was going to fit in St. Louis, and yeah, it took him quite some time. But he seems to be finding his stride, so that's excellent. We've always, at 5-0, we've been big Buchnevich fans. So it's nice to see him coming around, getting tons of playing time, too, like upwards 19, 20 minutes at times. So we like the Buch. St. Louis, not really usually a team that you look to for tons of offense, but lately their big guns have been clicking. I guess those are the big guns. Now they're the big guns. Sticking in St. Louis, I really wish the guys were here for this one. Rob Thomas, 9 points in his last eight. Rob Thomas is the perennial going to break out guy. Every year for the last few years, and he looks good. He's going to break out. He's one of those players I've always called a great warm-up player. He looks fantastic before the game, practices. He looks great, super skilled, but he's never really put it together for any stretch of time. So we'll see if he can keep this up. But yeah, I mean, so far he is point per game on the season. Thomas has 7 points in his last four games. He's getting power play time. He's got 3 power play points in his last four. Not getting the hits, not getting the blocks, not even shooting that much, but he is racking up assists on that power play. So take a look for Rob Thomas. He's only 25% rostered. That's gone up 16% in the last day. So people had given up on Rob Thomas. Now they're trying to get back on the horse real quick. He's up over 21 minutes time on ice for the last few games. He's consistently over 20 minutes for the last 10 games. I mean, this is what St. Louis always thought they had in him, and he's now coming through, and it's turning into more playing time, which is turning into more points. So there you go. Way to go, Rob Thomas. It's 3 a.m. Must be lonely. Now, if you want to talk about surprises, guys we didn't really expect to be talking about this season or maybe ever again, in the last 7 games, Jeff goddamn Skinner, 23 shots, 4 goals, 2 assists. So 6 points in his last seven. So, you know, he's up and around 17 minutes time on ice. It's Buffalo, you know, so that could drop out at any minute, but he's really the only guy there to take shots at this point. Actually, another guy to keep an eye on who's been playing fairly well this year on Buffalo is Tage Thompson. Yeah, I'm going to leave that one outside of maybe the dynasty where I have a man, but Tage Thompson is, you know. Jeff Skinner, though, 4 goals in the last 7. He got the huge contract because he was a 40-goal scorer that a lot of people thought was very good. So it's not out of the question for him to start doing well, but he has shown us time and time and time and time again that he isn't worth the money. But I mean, right now, if you're outside of a cap league, if you have a salary cap, just don't even bother. But you know, if you're looking for more goals and Buffalo happens to fit into your schedule, he's only 5% owned and he is hot right now. So Jeff Skinner, don't be expecting to hear that name too many more times, I would guess. You know, that's the thing. When it comes to winning fantasy hockey, it's grabbing these guys at the start of an upswing and picking that up. Unsustainable is what you know, it's fine. For your streamer spots and for these kind of spots, it doesn't matter how sustainable it is. You get it while it's hot, and guys like that, you know it's probably not going to last too long, and then you drop them. Don't get attached, but he is worth it at the moment. There is one very short hot streak I wanted to mention. Another guy that we're not going to get to mention too many times, so I'd like to bring it up. But as of the last two games, Kaapo Kakko has 3 points, 2 goals. Another case where he got over 20 minutes last game. I believe he was up around 18 minutes tonight, so the coaches are seeing something in his play right now and have been boosting his time, and it's resulted in 3 points in the last two games. Again, don't go around telling people that Raj told you that Kaapo Kakko is here to stay or anything like that, because I don't see this lasting. You know, he had 0 points in his previous 10, so... But again, if he fits into your schedule, pick him up as a stream here and there where you need him. He is playing well. And same type of thing, right? Like, he was a second overall draft pick. That doesn't really happen for no reason. Take it while it's there. They do have, just so you know, if I've convinced you with that very unconvincing argument there, if you are looking to pick up Kakko at all, they were scheduled to play Ottawa and Buffalo back-to-back, which had me actually seriously considering him. But of course, the Ottawa game is now postponed. Maybe not the best time to pick him. But if you can stream him for that Buffalo game, hey, why not? 10% owned. He's available. He's definitely available. Another guy, no peripherals to be had. But if they're going to keep giving him playing time and he's going to keep scoring every game like this, I doubt it, but grab him while you can. Definitely a threat to score at this point. I mean, we could say Adam Fox is hot, but or Panarin is hot, but when aren't those guys hot? So not much point in mentioning those two, but man, if you got them, you drafted them high, and it's paying off. They're doing what they're supposed to do. There's a guy that I've liked for a long time. Long time being a couple of years, I suppose, who is back and playing very well of late, Luke Kunin. Kunin or Cunin, depending on who's announcing the game, but not anything outrageous, but he is starting to find his offense again. He is getting a little bit more playing time. He's back up to 17, 18 minutes in the last while, and it is resulting in some points. Starting to look like his hot streak on offense might be dwindling down, but he does have 5 points in the last 7, a couple of goals. But the nice thing about Cunin is he shoots a lot. Sometimes he'll have a 4-shot game and then he'll have no shots for 2 games. He kind of gets thrown around the lineup a lot, so you got to watch for that. Keep an eye on the daily face-off lineups. That's what I like to use, or you can check Frozen Tools. There's a few others, but I like daily face-off. The nice thing about Cunin as well is he hits all the time. A couple games back, he had 9 hits. Next game, he had 5 hits. So if you're in a categories league, he's actually a very relatively safe pickup, because his offense is potentially there and fairly consistently there since he's been back from his injury. But the hits will keep him on the score sheet always. He never goes a game without a hit. And for a forward, he blocks from time to time. He had a 4-block game recently. So if you are in a categories league, that makes him a lot safer of a play. A little bit sketchy in a points league. We talked about this guy last episode. Another 5-hole favorite. Definitely a guy TJ's been high on for a long time. He's got a fantastic streak of 2 games going. Garnet Hathaway on Washington. He's rocketed up to 6% owned. So even though he's hot, nobody's buying that it's going to last, and neither do I. But again, particularly in a categories league, he is a very good guy to pick up right now. 4 points in the last 3 games. 3 of them are goals. 6 shots last game. What the fuck? 6 shots for Garnet Hathaway. And also, he hits as much as anybody. Man, does he hit. He's in the last few games, he's got a 5-hit game, a 7-hit game, a 6-hit game. Rarely hits under 5 times a game in the last couple of weeks here. So again, if you're in a categories league that includes hits, and right now shots, but definitely hits, he is 100% reliable in that category. And because of all the injuries and shuffling around in Washington, he's getting a little more playing time, and I'm as shocked as anybody to say that he does have 3 goals in the last 2 games. So why not, eh? Why not, eh? They got the California road trip. They got just plan Anaheim as I record this, in which they just started. They're in the first. He hasn't scored yet. But of course, he already has a couple of hits. So he's already made himself useful again tonight. But then they have LA tomorrow. They've got San Jose, and then they've got Seattle. So a few easy games coming up. Why not? It's always fun. And I mean, like, this doesn't necessarily help you win, but he's the type of player where it's like, if you could pick up a Garnet Hathaway and he gets you six hits and a goal, that is the best for chirping the rest of your league. And that's what it's all about, really, isn't it? Speaking of Seattle, generally we're trying to pick up players who are playing against Seattle, because even though their D and their goalies were supposed to be their strong suit, it's actually turned out to be their top line, which has been doing well. They've been letting in a lot of goals. You know, they've been losing 7-4, 4-2, 5-4. The D is coming and going, but we don't really care about that when we're looking at offense. And the one guy who is supplying most of their offense right now is Jordan Eberle. I've loved that guy since juniors, watching him in Canadian juniors. He was a sick player. Islanders, well, what are you going to do in the Islanders, right? Not going to score a ton there. But now that he's on a little bit more of a wide open line here, he's got six goals in the last five games. Six goals in the last five games, a couple of assists, so 8 points in the last five. And if you go back farther than that, let's see here, in the last nine games, he's got eight goals. He's shooting up a storm, three, four, five shots a game. He is a fairly rugged player as well, so he is getting you about two hits a game of late and a couple blocks. And of course, it's Seattle, so he's guaranteed to be on the power play, and he's getting you a couple power play points. So categories or points league, Jordan Eberle is a fantastic guy to pick up right now. Against Seattle, I mean, we don't like to say somebody's got to score, but he's kind of the guy who's got to score there, and he is. And he's not alone. That line is doing well. Jaden Schwartz also has 6 points in the last five games, 20 shots on goal, so he's shooting four or five times a game. He likes to hit once a game. Alex Wenberg on Seattle is also 7 points in the last five. So there's a few to choose from in Seattle. And the thing is, nobody's owning them. I mean, Eberle is 40% owned. Schwartz is 26% owned. And Alex Wenberg is 11% owned. So you can grab any of those guys in most leagues. Our favorite here at Five Hole, of course, is Brandon Tanev. His scoring streak is kind of dying down here, but he's always going to get you four hits a game. So if you're looking for hits, or if you just want to stare into his eyes of his profile picture, that is worth picking him up just for that. I know before the season started, I did go on record saying they would be one of the best teams to stream from for exactly this reason, just because no one's going to own them. So take a look at those guys, and as long as they're playing on the top line, getting the minutes, I mean, all those guys I mentioned are nearly 20 minutes a night at the moment, so go for it. Take a swing on any of those guys. Another guy who's been finding his game of late is Jesper Bratt on New Jersey. He's a left wing, right wing eligibility. He's 9% owned. 8 points in the last seven, shooting over three times a game. He's the kind of guy, you know, New Jersey's another one of those teams. Nobody's looking to New Jersey to make pickups. So you can probably find him in your league. He's probably available. They did miss a game tonight to Ottawa, so they'll be back in action. They do have a tough schedule coming up, but keep an eye on Bratt. He was expected to be a bit of a breakout player this year. He's definitely having a little hot streak right now, which is exactly what you want. He's really the only guy I think that's worth looking into on Jersey. Zacha's got 5 points in the last seven. Heischer's got 6 points in the last seven. You just got to be careful with guys like that. I mean, the team's not very good. Tatar has not been working out in terms of points. One guy that actually is fooling some people right now, he's making a good name for himself, is Dawson Mercer, center on New Jersey. He's got himself 6 points in his last five games, 9 points in his last 10. So it's not just a one-game thing. Keep an eye on Dawson Mercer. He is getting increased ice time with his increased production. tends to happen. And he shoots a lot. So Mercer might be worth a look. But even as I'm saying this, I have real hesitation with New Jersey players at the moment, which I don't think I'm alone in. Okay, I just want to check a couple of other hotties here. You know who's been really, really hot of late? The ownership has shot up back to where it was in the old days, but Ryan Getzlaff, 10 points in his last six games, 21 shots in the last six games. He always hits. He blocks. You know, he's always on the power play. He's old as balls, but when you're putting up numbers like that on a team that is as hot as Anaheim, weird to say, but they have been super hot. He's up to 63% owned. Hey, if you can get him, I would. And he is center only, which, you know, makes it tougher to fit into a roster. But if you're somebody who's looking for a center at the moment, few of them are hotter than Getzlaff. Believe it or not, he's got more points than McDavid in the last couple of games. Does he really? Wow. How about that? In the last six games, Getzlaff has more points than Connor McDavid. You heard it here first, folks. Drop Connor McDavid for Ryan Getzlaff. That's right. Drop Connor McDavid for Ryan Getzlaff. That's exactly what I'm saying. But no, obviously not. But Getzlaff is a great, particularly in a categories league. And he does tend to get a lot of penalty minutes, too. If you're in a PIMS league, even better. Riley Smith on Vegas, 32% owned. He's another 7 points in the last seven. He's doing quite well. A lot of fluctuation in the lineup there with guys coming and going with COVID and injuries. And like I mentioned off the top of the show, Vegas as a team is just is hot. They're finding their game. So Riley Smith is a decent option. His playing time is gonna be there. The top six in Vegas generally has a fairly steady 16 to 17 minutes playing time. But again, with all these injuries going on, and they've become more reliant on their top two lines, so Riley Smith is definitely going to maintain and just get that little extra edge. His shots have been crazy in the last bit. He's up 4.5 to 5 shots a game over the last couple of weeks. So I think Riley Smith is a good option. That's all the players I had on my list. Take a quick scan on Yahoo, see if there's anybody I can find for y'all. I kind of hit them all. You know who's been really hot? And again, don't expect this trend to continue, but Mario Ferraro, another five-hole favorite. You know he's going to hit and block. He's got 14 hits, 24 blocks in the last seven games. So on fire in his usual categories. What's changed is he has 5 points in the last seven games. So if you're looking for a D, definitely in a categories league, think about picking up Mario Ferraro. Most people don't think about him. 14% owned defenseman. Always a good pickup to get you the peripherals in. Like I said, right now, he's finding some points in there. Now, one thing I did want to mention, just to give you an idea of a couple of ways that you can look for these types of players. When you're looking for guys who are hot, I'm going to give away a little secret since TJ and Zach aren't here. If you're on Yahoo, other platforms have similar options, but on Yahoo, a good thing to do is if you go to the stats column, set it to the last 14 days. So you can sort either by the entire season, you can sort by averages. But one of the options is to sort by the last 30 days and sort by the last 14 days or the last 7 days. Last 7 days is a little bit too short of a period to really gather any information. Like there's a chance the team's only played one game. Last 14 days is a good gauge on streaks. So sort by the last 14 days and then take a look. It'll automatically rank them by who's the hottest. Make sure to set your status to all players and then sort by the last 14 days. And that will organize everybody. Fairly self-explanatory. Players' rankings based on your league setup. So it incorporates your scoring system and who's the hottest over those periods. So last 14 days is a really good gauge to see who's hot. And then what I generally do after that is then switch that back to season long and see how that player is doing over the course of the season. Kind of get a gauge of if I'm going to want to pick that guy up long term or if it is just a stream. And then one other option you can pull on Yahoo, since that's kind of the main platform for redraft leagues anyways. I know a lot of people like Fantrax for dynasties, definitely the best for dynasties. Really the only real option for a dynasty is Fantrax. But on Yahoo, There's a couple other tabs I just want to mention. When you're on Yahoo, you can go to the players list and you can check out the league leaders. Is another option, another way to look at kind of who's doing well. And then another tab to check out on Yahoo is go to the research tab and click on the transaction trends. That is a very good tab. That shows you on Yahoo what people are doing. So whether it's who's getting picked up the most in all of Yahoo leagues or who's getting dropped the most, but what players are seeing the most action. So it gives you a really good real world view of who's hot and who's getting dropped. So even if you're unaware of the stats at the time, you can take a quick look at that and you can see like what's everybody doing. And I think we'll leave it there for today. We'll be back at the end of the week with the weekend preview. You can find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey. You can find us in our Discord. I would suggest that one. Lots of good insider up-to-the-minute information in there. There's going to be a couple of new Patreon features coming up. If you want to join and support the show with a bit of donation, we have a couple of different tiers on our Patreon. You can find that at patreon.com/FHFradio. Always makes us feel dirty to ask for money and support, but it does cost a little bit to run the show and it helps us take care of the expenses. Anything that comes in from our Patreon or any other way, we pay our web fees and our expenses for the show, and anything beyond that, we are donating to charity. We did the same last year. We felt very proud to give a nice donation, and we are going to be doing the same again this year. So we're going to call it curtains. Love you guys. Turd nuggets.